Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Zevachim is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas, Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Welcome back, everyone. Today's daf is Zevachim Daf Kuf Yud Beis. The Gemara here is going to explain the Mishnah and Daf Kuf Yud Aleph and Beis. We'll just explain some points in the Mishnah together with the Gemara. Mishnah says that if you're mekabel v'dam v'chatos in one case, and you put some of the dam bifnim, and the rest b'chutz yirchayiv. So that the Gemara says that it's going with your Reb Nechemya. Nechemya we saw yesterday in Daf Kuf Yud Aleph that Reb Nechemya holds yirchayiv and shari adam b'chutz. Then the Gemara then goes to explain the sefer of the Mishnah. The sefer of the Mishnah says that you're mekabel v'dam in shnei kaisets. If you did one matana bifnim and second matana b'chutz, you're potter. The Gemara says that that once we're going lefir and nechemi that holds that shvichas shirayim b'chutz is chayev. So if so, why are you potter when you do the second matar when you do one the zrika from one kais bifnim and the second kais b'chutz? Why are you potter? How are you that shirayim? The Gemara says that that our mishnah has to hold like the man d'amar that holds a kais oisachaveiroi dochui, which is the Tanakh of Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon. Kais oisachaveiroi dochui. We saw that in Perek Beis Shammai. If you're a couple dam b'shnei kaisos, they argue whether when you did zrika from one dam, is that a kiyum of kiyum zrika only in the dam from that kais, or to kiyum zrika in the dam also in the other kais. The laws of Reb Shimon holds is a kiyum in both kaisos, and therefore it's shirayim. The zrika from one kais makes the other kais into shirayim, and the Tanakhama argues, he says that it's dachli. Therefore, the reason, even though you're in the chemia, that you're chayiv and shirayim, but when it's dachli and not shirayim, therefore you're potter. There's an aria in the Gemara. The reason you're potter in the Mishnah is because the psul of dachui. Dachui is a psul by kachim. That when something is dachui, so that's why you're potter and not bachutz. That's the shad in the Mishnah. That's machal not pashat though. That whether that din is true. What's the din? Something that has a psul dachui and you're makar fit bachutz. Reb Chaim brought a raya that. The psul dachui always is the psul of him alo lo yerid. Chaim asks the whole parak of Hashoychit of Mizbech Mekadesh, all the psulim that their din is him alo lo yerid. Any psul, anything which passes the carbon also creates that the carbon is dachui. The carbon right now really has two psulim, and as the yoytse tome lon and makes it pasul. And besides that, it also has a psul of dachui. So Chaim asked, why is every psul which is him alo lo yerid? Why is it all yerid? What happened to the psul of dachui? If it's not the psul of dachui, it should be yerid. Chaim said it's muchach that the psul dachui is also im alo yerid. Always the psul dachui we find in all carbonus must be that it is im alo yerid, and that's why it doesn't make that the carbon has a din of im alo yerid. Inside the psul of yetzir or tamei or lon, it's called im alo yerid. And also inside the psul of dachui, it's also im alo yerid. That's what Reb Chaim said. Chazanish can here argue, they over also argue on this. Chazanish holds that dachui is it's imololo yerid. It's only it's the din of dachui is a tailada of the sibas apsol. If this ikar psol is a psol of imololo yerid, then also the psol of dachui that comes from that is also imololo yerid. If the original psol is a psol of imololo yerid, then also the dachui that comes from that psol is also imololo yerid. Back to our Gemara, Reb Chaim said that dachui, the psul of dachui is im alo lo yerid. In Cain, the chardes shaila in the Gemara. Why in the Mishnah are you potter? The fear of Nechem. Nechem holds that shirayim is yirchayim bachutz. So just when you have two kaisos, one of them makes the other one dachui, and therefore you're potter bachutz. Hari dachui, the fear of Chaim is im alo lo yerid. If the alo lo yerid, the klal is shvichiv chutz. Anything which is im alo lo yerid, yirchayim anet bachutz. So in the Gemara, it's also mevur as in Reb Chaim and Sefer in Perek Yutes Meisach Karbanos. Ptei Chadvarim is Pashtim that when we say that Kreis Oisech Haveroi Dochui, it doesn't mean the regular psul dochui that exists by a carbon. Normally, a carbon is which is mitzad atzma is kosher. You did a good shchita, a good kabbalah, and then afterwards it got a psul yoytzei tamei lon, whatever psul that it gets. So the carbon still has in it a din akrava mitzad that is psul b'kodesh. So it doesn't lose its hechsher akrava, it's not the fact that it's dachli. That's the din. The psul, just like the psul yaitse is not, doesn't affect the gufa carbon and it's still imalalo yerid. Why then the psul dachoi doesn't affect the gufa carbon and it could still be imalalo yerid. However, the psul dachoi, here it's not referring to the psul dachoi. It's not what the Gemara means. That the psul dachoi, the dismay carbon, that came in shenidche, shuv eino nira. That kais oisech haveri dachoi means that there's no kium zrika in that dam. The zrika was only niskayim in the dam from this kais. In the dam, the other kais didn't have any zrika bichlal. So it's dam that never had any kium zrika. So that dam, it's not that it's shirayim with the psul of dachoi. That it just pasha never became, it never got it in zrika bichlal. It never became shirayim. It's dam which had a potential of becoming the dam of the carbon, but it lost that because you did zrika from the other kais. So maybe this kais was left out in the dark. It just never had any kium in it. So it doesn't have any kium in the carbon. It's lost its connection to the carbon. So maybe it's nidche. Then there's something not that the psul was madche it. Just maybe it was nidche from the carbon. So therefore, this dam, it's not kosher with the psul of dachui. It's pasha, it has no shaykes to the carbon. It has no kium in it. So vad it's zin is emolo yerid and your pater bachutz. There's a Rambam that's davar tamua in our Gemara mishnei ponim. Mamish atmiya in the Rambam. What comes out of pshat in the Mishnah? Pshat in the Mishnah is that the reason that you're chayiv in the Mishnah is because it's going like Reb Nechemya. It holds that shirayim is chayiv b'chutz. That's why in one kais you're chayiv, but in two kaises you're pater because kaiser is a chaver idach. Even if you're in Nechemya. When there are two kaises, you're potter, because kais is a chadir dochle. So the Rambam paskins not like Reb Nechemya. Loshen Rambam in Perek Yutes Halach Yud Gimel, Meisar Karbonis. Hamikabel dam chatos bekais echad, nosem imenu bachutz, chazor nosem bifnim chayev, alanitan bachutz, shrei kuloi royally karev bifnim. So Rambam says, you're mikabel in one kais, and you depart of it bachutz, and then bifnim zir chayev, that's for sure. Because that whole dam was right for Zrika Bifnim. So that's not Shirayim. That's still right for the Iker Matan of the carbon. The Rambam goes further. The Nosan Imenu Bifnim, Chazor V'Nosan Bachutz, Potter, Meishen Shirayim. So Rambam Paskin is not like Reb Nechemya, the Rambam Paskin is like Reb Akiva. That you're Potter and Shirayim Bachutz. You did one Matan of Bifnim, and you do the rest of it Bachutz, you're Potter. Clear? Very good. Paskin is not like Reb Nechemya. Then the Rambam goes further on. Avol Im Kibal B'Shtei Kaisais. You have two cases, the Rambam says, even if you did one bifnim and the other one bachutz, you're chayev. It's davar tamua. The Ravid asked in the Rambam that you have b'shnei cases. The second case is either dachui or shirayim. Machlekes in the third paragraph, the Gemara quoted by us, whether it's dachui or shirayim. Either way, you're going to be putter. Whether it's the first memoir that if it's dachoy, it's putter. And even if kais oisech haveir is shirayim, so it's also putter. Because Ram passing not like Reb Nechemya. The Gemara is going in Reb Nechemya that holds that shirayim is chayav. So now the Gemara says there's a difference. That if the second kais is called shirayim, you could be chayav on it. The second kais is dachoy, you're putter on it. But the Ram passing is not like Reb Nechemya. Ram passing that shirayim is putter bachutz. So how in the world could you be chayav on the second kais? Whether it's dochu, whether it's shirayim, you're being potter on it. L'mayis the Rambam Shiza is that kais is a chaver dochui. So it's even more of a pella. Meaning we have two reasons to pat you over here. Shirayim is potter and dochui is potter. Here it's either this or that, and yet the Rambam holds that you're chayif. Rambam Shadavar Tamu and the Rambam. Reb Chaim in Sefer says a fascinating mahalach in the Rambam, beautiful mahalach in the Rambam. The Rechaim starts with the first part of the Rambam of this halacha in the Rambam. Rambam says Azerik mixas matonis bachutz chayiv. If you do some of the matonis bachutz, you're chayiv. Which it seems the Rambam understands. The explanation the Rambam is appealing Gemara in Beis Shammai. That means also the gimel matonis. And not only are you chayiv bachutz on the first matana, you can be chayiv bachutz also on the other matanas of the carbon. If you do the four zrikas of the carbon, if you do any of them bachutz, you're chayiv. The Ram doesn't say mafurish over here. The Ram does say in Perek Beis of Sulam Mukdashim. The other Ram examined the din that you mix us. If you did the first matana bifnim, you need the rest of the matanas nachot, it's your chayiv. So that's the pshut of the pshat in the Rambam. It's also the Rambam starts off our halacha that you could be zeri mixas matanas b'chot shir chayiv. You could be chayiv and gimel matanas. So, and what you did the ikar zrik of the carbon, you're chayiv and gimel matanas, and you're patra on shvicha shirayim. Rambam passes keneged Rambam Nechemya, you're chayiv and gimel matanas, and you're patra on shvicha shirayim. So now comes Reb Chaim with a chiddush. Reb Chaim says that Reb Chaim clears when a person does one matan of a carbon, so you can still do gimel matanas. You're supposed to do gimel matanas. Chaim wants to know, can you do now shvicha shirayim? You don't have to do shvicha shirayim, and maybe it's better to wait to do shvicha shirayim. First do the gimel matanas, and then do shvicha shirayim. But let's say a person did that. He did first did one matan, the ikar matan of the carbon, he got kapara, and then before he did the other matanas, he did shvicha shirayim. So Reb Chaim says that's also kima shvicha shirayim. Once you did one matana, you can now do shvicha shirayim and the rest of the dam. So now, so far so good. That's the chiddush number one of Reb Chaim, is that it's possible to do shvicha shirayim after one matana. Now comes chiddush number two of Reb Chaim, which is a much bigger chiddush. Reb Chaim says, now what do we do? What's it then? We did a kais of dam, one kais, a couple of dam in one kais, and you did zrika bifnim, kosher zrika, the carbon got kapara. Now you take the kais outside. Now, this kais has two possibilities, two ways to go, two things that can be done with this kais. It would still be inside. You could either do with it gimel matanis, or you could do with it shvicha shirayim, or you could do both. But right now, in front of you, there are two possibilities of what can be done with this kais. Either shvicha shirayim, or gimel matanis. Mitzad the gimel matanis, you should be chayev b'chutz. Because the carbon is oimit for gimel matanis. If you do gimel matanis b'chutz, you're chayev. Mitzad the shvicha shirayim, you're patur b'chutz. Because that's it. That shirayim, we pass in like Reb Nechemya. Shirayim is not the ikar matan of the carbon. And therefore you're patur b'chutz and shvicha shirayim. So now what happens, this case of dam, you went in your zerikit b'chutz. Are you chayev because it's oimit for gimel matanis? Or are you patur because it's oimit for shvicha shirayim? Now, one might think, and Reb Chaim doesn't speak about this point I'm about to mention, one could say, well, let's see what you did b'chutz. If bachutz, you did on the top of the mizbeach, you did the tzura of a ikar maton of the carbon, so then you're chayef because you're doing gimel matonis. Masha'in kein, if you did shvich hashirayim bachutz, you went and you poured it to the aside of your mizbeach bachutz, so then you're potter because you're doing shvich hashirayim. Reb Chaim doesn't even entertain the possibility, and I understand why. Because bachutz, l'chayre is no nafkamina, bachutz, how you do the matana. We saw in Daf Kufches, Rabbi Shimon holds that this mizbeach doesn't really need a tzura of a mizbeach. Rabbi Shimon holds a rak is kosher as a mizbeach. And even Levi Rabbi Yosi, that you need to have a mizbeach, we learn then that it doesn't really need the tzura of the mizbeach, the Gemara says. It doesn't need a keren and kevesh yisoid. It doesn't need a tzura of a mizbeach. Iker hagdara of the mizbeach, Levi Rabbi Yosi, that you make bachutz, is that asol l'shem kach, like Rashi says. What makes it a mizbeach is you built it as a mizbeach, you miyached it as a mizbeach. But it doesn't look like a mizbeach. So when you do the zrika bachutz, it's important how you did the zrika. If you're doing dam chatos, it has to be on the top of your mizbeach. If you're doing dam other karbanos, it has to be on the bottom of the mizbeach. By chatos, it has to be on the keren. By other karbanos, it has to be keneged hayesoid. There's no keren, there's no yisoid, there's no chutz hasikra. There's nothing there in that mizbeach that you have bachutz that defines whether the zrika is on the top or the bottom or all the specific dinim that it has in the way that zrika is done in the azara. It doesn't have any of those things. What it means is you were zarek the dam on the mizbeach in any way you did it there. In any way you wanted to be zarek the dam on the mizbeach. You could throw it on top of the mizbeach, throw it on the side of the mizbeach. As long as the dam got to the mizbeach, you made bachutz. That's called the zrika bachutz. And also, lefir mechemi, that you're chayven shvicha shirayim bachutz. You don't have to do shvicha of like the similar way you do shvicha in the mizbeach in the Beit HaMikdash. The shvicha in the Beit HaMikdash is done on the yisoid, and bachutz there's no yisoid. Reb Chaim didn't say you did shvicha bachutz. Lashon the Mishnah Daf Kuf Yud. Reb Chaim says shari adam sheikrivay bachutz chayav. If you were makir of them, you did zrika on the dam, which is oimid for shirayim bifnim. You took that dam and you did zrika on it bachutz, so you're chayiv. You don't need to do a maisa shvicha bachutz. That was pashut. So it's just an important point. We didn't really speak about it in previous shiurim, but that when we were talking about zrika b'chutz, there's no specific way of how to do it. It's not similar to the way it's done bifnim. As long as you did a ma'is zrika b'chutz, you're chayiv. The main question is, what dam were you zerik? You zerik dam that's roy for bifnim, or dam that's not roy bifnim? Dam that's oimid for gimel matonis, so that dam is roy bifnim, if you're chayiv and b'chutz. Dam that's oimid for shirah shirayim, la'halocha, we do not pass on like Rav Nechemya, and that dam, because it's not the ikar maton of the korban, so you're patur and b'chutz. So now we come back to the question of Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim wants to know, after you did one matana bifnim, if we accept the chiddush that now you could do shvicha shirayim, so now what's the din bachutz? Do we say that because it's oimid for you could have in a gimel matanis, so you're chayav in bachutz, or do we say that no, that it's oimid for shvicha shirayim, and therefore you're pater bachutz? So Reb Chaim says efshar, but then he assumes that way that the hachra of Reb Chaim is that you're pater bachutz because it could be done for shvicha shirayim. So it's not muchrach that it's oimed for the ikar maton of the carbon. It could be done with it some other maton in the carbon, which is not the ikar maton of the carbon. So because it's not oimed for the ikar maton of the carbon, it's not only oimed for the ikar maton of the carbon. It has another possibility in it. It could be also done with the shvicha shirayim. Therefore your patron et bachutz. That is the chiddush of Reb Chaim, which is a very fascinating chiddush. It's a chiddush that's hard to understand. Why do I lose out from the fact that it's oimid for shvicha shirayim? Shvicha shirayim, it's not that it's mafkia, that you can't be chayav b'chutz, something which has in it in shirayim. The reason that you're patur at shvicha shirayim b'chutz, Rashi says in the Mishnah, and of course Yudim and Beis, is because it's einu miskabel bifnim. It's not enough roi to be called miskabel bifnim. You know, it's kosher. If you do shvicha shirayim, for sure it's kosher. But it's not called, it's not the ikur mitzvah of the carbon to be done bifnim. But that's l'chayra not a reason to say, to be mafkia, something that it's a sibah to patur you. L'chayra the pshat of Reb Chaim is that it's not enough oimid. To be chayiv b'chutz, it has to be that it's only oimid for the ikar maton of the carbon. If it could be done with it also something which is not the ikar maton of the carbon, then it's not 100% clear that it's going to be done with it the ikar maton, so you're patur b'chutz. But at this point of Reb Chaim, Chazanish and Gilyanus and Reb Isher Zalman, they ask from the Gemara and Beis Shammai, the Gemara says there that dam after one matana, you're stone kibbutz, because it's oimid for gimel matanas, and it's stone kibbutz because it's called oimid for the ikar matana of the carbon. Once you've done all the dalad matanas, and it's dam anitan liyis soid, it's not oimid for the ikar matana of the carbon. It's not stone kibbutz if it falls on a beged, but dam that was only done with it one matana, because you still could do with it gimel matanas. So it's stone kibbutz. We see there that even though this dam, according to Reb Chaim, has two possibilities of what to be done with it, either shvicha shirayim or gimel matanis, I focus on the gimel matanis. It also has an inadin that shaykh to the ikar din of the carbon, and therefore it's stone kibbutz. Reb Chaim somehow there's a difference between the din of kibbutz and the din of chiyuv chutz. But the din of chiyuv chutz, it's not good enough that it can be done with it also in ikar matan of the carbon. To be chayiv b'chutz, I need that it has only in it the din for the ikar maton of the carbon. That's the main chiddush of Reb Chaim in Lomdus here in this shtickle of Reb Chaim, that once you did one matana, that it has both gimel matana, now it has din of both gimel matanas and shvicha shirayim, but because it's not muchlat for the din of gimel matanas, shir patra b'chutz. Hakabonim, with this yisoid, Reb Chaim wants to enter the Rambam, the Gevaltik Pshat in the Rambam. Again, go back to the question we had in the Rambam. The Rambam paskins not like Reb Nechemya. The Rambam paskins that shvicha shirayim b'chutz is potter. So how could it be that the Rambam paskins, and when you have it in two kaisos, then you could be chayiv on it b'chutz on the second kaisos. You mekabel dam in two kaisos, you did zrika on one, then you're chayiv on the second one b'chutz. Whether it's dochwe, whether it's shirayim or potter b'chutz, that's the Ravid's question. So to chayiv like this, that. When you have one kais, the whole Rambam is not talking about when you did all the matan of the carbon. Rambam is talking about when you only did one matan of the carbon. That's one nekudah and pshat. The whole halacha of the Rambam is you only did one matan of the carbon. So when you are mekabel the dam in one kais, and then you zarek b'chutz shepater, even though you could do gimel matanis, but because, like we said, it's also oimid for shvicha shirayim, therefore you're pater b'chutz. If you're makabel adam in two kaisais, how the Rambam paskins kais oisechaderi dachui. Explains Reb Chaim, we said earlier, kais oisechaderi dachui doesn't mean a psul of dichui. It means that the zrika of one kais has absolutely no connection to the other kais. It's not a kim zrika in that other kais bichlal, and that's why it doesn't become shirayim. So that's normally a chumra kilo, because you didn't do zrika was only done from kais A and not from kais B. For kais B lost out, and it's only, and it's, it cannot be done with the shirayim. But in this halacha, says Reb Chaim, it comes out that it's better when I did zrika from kais A, so the rest of the dam in kais A is now oimid for shvicha shirayim and a patron at bachutz. But the dam in kais B, habri kais oisechaderi dachoi, which means that the zrika of kais A is not at all connected to kais B. Kais B had no kim zrika on it. So in Cain, that kais is not shirayim, but it's oimid for gimel matonis. All the dam, you can be mekabel dam in four kaises and do each kais do one matana. You don't need that one kais should, because there's a kim zrika in one kais, that the other kais can be done with the other matana of the ikar four ikar matanas. The only thing you need that there's a kim, that you need the kim zrika of the dam to affect the other dam is the din of shvicha shirayim. That when you did zrika of the fact that there's this kayin, a zrika in the dam, that makes the rest of the dam shirayim and it has a din of matana to the aside. So because kais oisechaderoi dachoi, so the zrika of kais A does not affect kais B, so kais A turns into shirayim, and your patron in pachutz. But kais B did not turn into shirayim, and therefore it's emit for the gimel matanis, and you can be chayven in pachutz. And that's the pshat in the Rambam. Give all the pshat. That two negatives turn into a positive. That the Rambam paskins not a gram nechemi, that shirayim is pater, and also kais oisechaderoi dachoi. Here, because it's it would be shirayim, the taka be potter. But because it's not shirayim, it's dachoi, so it doesn't take on it the shem shirayim. Why are you chayiv? You're chayiv because of the din of gemel matanis. We're talking about you did not do the other matanis yet, it's still aiming for the gemel matanis. So the second kais you could be chayiv on. That's Reb Chaim's pshat in the Rambam, Gevaldik pshat in the Rambam. Another point here, and this Mishnah on the end of the Sheikh HaJamayla, is the Mishnah at the end compares this case of the dam in two kaisais, b'fnim and b'chut, compares it also to ma'afish chatosev avda, kifish acheres tachtel, and then you find the first one, so you could be chayiv, if both of them are in front of you, you could be chayiv on either of them b'chut. Once you did one b'fnim, another one b'chut, so now you're pater. So Rashi explains the reason you're pater, because it's a chatos shekipru b'aleil, ulamitza azla. Because the reason for Pachas is because Eidim is Kabbalah Bifnim, because it became a Chatoyus HaMesa. Chatoyus HaMesa, because one of the five Chatoyus HaMesas is a Chatoyus Shekipru by Leah Ba'acher, because you got Kapar with the first one Bifnim, Shepachar and the other one Bachutz. The Mishnah concludes, Kishem Shedama Peter is Besara, Kachi Pater is Besara Chavirta. Just like the Zrika from one of the Chatoyus, patters its own buster from Ila. It's mighty midei Ila. It's zrika materas. It's mighty midei Ila. So it's also mighty the other chatas midei Ila. So Rashi explains it's going on the case of shnei bifnim. Yishach the both of them bifnim, and the both of them are in front of you right now. So also in this case it's called the chatas hamesa. Rashi says that the one that I did the zrika from chatas A, it makes chatas B into a chatas hamesa. So because it's a chatas hamesa, so therefore, it's just midei me'ila. That's the klal. That chatoyus ameisos do not have me'ila. It's Mishnah. Chatoyus ameisos do not have me'ila. That's Rashi explains the Mishnah. So it's mavur here in Rashi that the din of chatoyus ameisos applies even once the chatoyus was already shechted. You shechted both chatoyus again. Shechted both chatoyus bifnim. You need zrika from one. So the zrika's matter that one midei zrika materes, and the zrika's waiti the other one midei me'ila because of the din of chatoyus shekipru by leah ba'acher. So it's clear that the din of chatos hamesa applies even to a chatos after it already died, it's already shechted, you can still get a din of chatos hamesa. You see, the yisod of din of chatos hamesa doesn't mean to kill it. So it means din of chatos hamesa means that it has to be nifsal from akrava. It's lost its din akrava. When it's alive, it becomes a chatos hamesa. A chatos that was already shechted and became a chatos hamesa, so it's a chatos hapsula. And it's not miskabel biflim, it's mafkia the kedusha of the chatos, but it doesn't. The din misa doesn't only mean to kill it. The din misa means to get rid of its din akrava. on a live chatas, you kill it or you get rid of it. And the dead chatas, that was already shechted, and then it became a chatas amisa, so it became puzzle. There are other rites, places where you see this, you saw it, the Gemara and Tzmura, and other places, that a chatas, even after it was already shechted, can get a din of a chatas amisa. Akoponim, though, Rashi learns that the reason that the second chatas was Yotze Midei Me'ila was because it's a chatas amisa. The Lashon HaMishnah is very, very tricky. It doesn't sound that way. Mishnah says, "Kashem shadama poiter es besara, kachi poiter es besar chaverta." The Firashi, those, it's this kashem, is very different. The reason the dam pater is the own, it's the chatas that it came from, is because it's a zrika materis. The reason the pater is the other chatas is for an entirely different reason. The reason is that chatas, it's a chatas amesa. Lashon HaMishnah is a little bit problematic, according to Rashi. Tais asks another question on Rashi also, that the Gemara in Me'ila is mavur different, so it says over this din also, that two chatois, you do zrika on one, and patches the other one. The reason the Gemara says there, it's because it's like guf echod. And a zrika of one, it's called a kiyum zrika, a zrika materis, klapi the other one also. It's mavur in the sugya there in Me'ila, it's difficult sugya, we'll see then. But that's, you say that's mavur there, that the reason is not that it's, not that it does not become a chatas amesa. Rather, it's a different halacha, that the zrika is able to be matir, both of them. Also, is able to be matir the other chatas. That's much, goes in much better into the Lashon HaMishnah. So he speaks that the reason it does not get a din of chatas amesa, why is Rashi incorrect? Why can't it be because of chatas amesa? And that Taisa says that because both of them were shechted at the same time, then, more correctly, because the second one was shechted before the zrika of the first one, so it does not become a chatas amesa. That's what Taiz explains. Well, from Riata, you could say the Peshat Taiz is that Taiz argues that you said a minute ago in Rashi. Taiz holds that a chatas amesa is only on a live chatas, that then it gets a din of misa. Chatas is already shechted, then it does not get a din of misa. But Taiz is not mashed in that way. Taiz brings the Gemara in Me'ila. The reason is that it's Ratzim Yizeh Zerik, Ratzim Yizeh Zerik. Because you could do Zrika from either one. Sounds like it's a different word. That the din of chatas amesa is a chatas that was lost its din hakrava entirely. Here a chatas that was already shechted, you started the hakrava of the chatas, then it can't become a chatas amesa because it already started its hakrava of the hechsher. A carbon which a chatas already started its proper din of hakrava can no longer become entirely mufka from a din hakrava. That's the hard side. If you have another case, which is that's the Gemara and Tumura, a chatas balmum which was shechted, but to eat as chulin, and then you get kapara, then Taisa could agree to Rashi that a chatas that's already dead can get in of chatas amesa. But a chatas that started, it's akrava, so then once it's already in the process of akrava, then it does not get a din of chatas amesa. And Rashi argues, Rashi holds that even a chatas which was already shechted, behechsher, can get a din of chatas amesa. Hadron Allah HaShechet Ramayla. Now we're starting Perek Paras Chatas. Paras Chatas, this is a little bit of introduction, Betzim has two topics of it. One, the first half of Paras Chatas, first he starts off with a very long Mishnah. So Rabbi Dan Chaim Kanievsky said, this is the longest Mishnah in all of Shas. The whole Perek is all the Mishnahis in the Perek are brought in the beginning, and it's a lot of Mishnahis, very long Mishnah here. This Mishnah of Paras Chatas, but you see, you're already in the Mishnah, and that comes out in the Sugya HaGemara. There are really two topics that are dealt with in this Perek. First topic is a continuation and a culmination of Perek HaShechet Vamayla, that deals with the dinim of Shchutei Chutz and Halos Chutz. That's the first few daf of Paras Chatos. And the second half of Paras Chatos gets into the dinim of Akrava and Abama. And the Heter Bama is Isser Bama is Shila and Yerushalayim. When is there an Isser Bama? When is there a Heter Bama? And how are you makarv in Abama? Which karbanos are karv in Abama? All the dinim of Hakrav and Abama, which are in general not Negea, does not as it. Now, Noeg, the Rambam doesn't write Hilchos Bama, because it's not Noeg once we came to Yerushalayim, it's no longer Noeg. Come on, and that's the second half of Paras Chatas, which is, even though all of Kachim is not Noeg, is not as it, Mamish, we're waiting to have a Beis HaMikdash, that all of it should be Noeg, but even when we do have a Beis HaMikdash, this second half of Paras Chatas is still always be a gather of Hilchos of Droishu Kabal Schar. Because it's not Negei Lameis anymore, if the dinim of Bama. Akobanim, those are the two chalokim in Paras Chatas, a continuation to Dine Hakravas Chutz, and also Dine Baba. The Mishnah starts off in Paras Chatos, She Sarf Achut Migita, is Pater, because it says, Pesach on the Moed, Lo Yeviyai, Chosh Ein Roi Lov, Lo Pesach on the Moed, Ein Chayav on the Lov. So the Gears, it says by us in the Mishnah, that it's from its Sarfa. Rashi in the Gemara is Gairis, Rashi in the Mishnah is Gairis Shachta. Taisa says that Roi Sarf and the Gears are Sarfa. The din of the Mishnah is true, both of them, whether the Shchit or the Trefa of the Paras Chatos was done in the wrong place. So you're Pater Bachutz, because the Paras Chatos is not Roi Lepetzach El Moed, it's Kari Bachutz. But there's a Havamina here that you could be Chayiv on a Parah that was Sarfa or Shachta in the wrong place. So the Gemara explains different Drachim in the Gemara, the Amorayim, in tomorrow's Daf, that what in what way was it possible? You Shachted it too close in Yerushalayim, you Shachted it not connected to Pesach. Different Pshatim in the Gemara, why is the Shechita not done in the right place? A component we're talking about, the Shechita was not in the right place. The Shechita or the Shrefa was not in the right place. And there was a Havmin that you'd be Chayiv. And the Mishnah is your Pater because it's not Miskabah Bifnim. So it seems to be true Drachim here, Rashi and the Rambam, to explain what the Havmin is. Rashi says, Pater, B'loy amina n'sheichet kodshim b'chutz sh'loy d'moko mitzvah. Rashi says, don't think that you're in Sheikhit Shkotch Bachut Shalay Dimakai Mitzvah. The Mashman Rashi, that the tzad here to say is that you'd be Chayim Bachutz because you're Shechting Bachutz. Really, anything which is has Kedusha, Mizbeach, Kedusha's Korban, there's a tzad to be Chayim and Bachutz. So the Chayim Chutz is on anything which is Shechted outside of the Azara. So also a Para, which is a Korban, and the Shechted out of the Azara. So I would think that you should be Chayim because you Shechted a Korban out of the Azara. That was the Havamina. Now, a parah that was shechted kimitzvasai, avada, there's no tzad to me that you're chayiv on it. That was the way the Torah had to bring a parah. You're supposed to bring it out bachutz and shechted there. So avada, the parah that's done properly in its proper tzura of hakravas parah, of shechitas and trefas parah, there's no tzad to be chayiv on it bachutz, because that's the mitzvah of parah. But a parah that was done in shaloi kimitzvasai. So you tried to bring a paraduma and you blew it. You messed it up. So you didn't bring a paraduma. You're in Mekayim the mitzvah of Akravas paraduma. So now, we have a tzad to mechayv you bachutz. Not the tzad to mechayv you bachutz because you shechted a para outside of the mikdash. Any carbon you shecht outside of the mikdash, you're chayv. Just a para kimitzvasa, avada, that's an exception. Avada, we're not going to be mechayv you and a para bachutz kimitzvasa because that's the mitzvah's para. But once you didn't do the mitzvah's para, so now we can be mechayiv you for shechting a korban out of the Azara. That's how Rashi learns the Mishnah. The Rambam in Perush Mishnayis says different shots. The Rambam says, "Im sarf rochutz l'makom ahu psula, the dugmas hamakom hazel l'treifasa, ki dugmas hazara l'korbanos." The Rambam says that the place that you're supposed to burn the para is similar to the Azara for korbanos. Meaning, it sounds more in the Rambam. The tzad to be mechayev is not because it was shechted out of the Beis HaMikdash. That there was no tzad. The tzad to mechayev is that the terrorism was specified a certain place for a Srefas Parah, and you did the parah in a different place. So now the tzad to mechayev you because you brought the parah in the place that it's not supposed to be brought. Parah is supposed to be burnt in place X, and you burnt it in place Y. It's a different place from where it's supposed to be burnt. So that's not in the Chayiv, because it's out of its proper place of Srefa. And that's what the Rambam says, it's similar to the Azara, just like the Torah is Miyachid, that the place to bring Korbanos is the Azara. The Torah is Miyachid, the place to burn a Parah is in its gas, and you did it outside of the gas. So that's the wrong place. So this is not in the Chayiv, because it's outside of the gas. L'chayru, we could be told with this Machlokes, Rashi and the Rambam, in the Hakiri spoke about in Hashoichei Ramayla. What's the Mechayiv of Hakravas Chutz? Is the Mechayiv of Hakravas Chutz is that the carbon is supposed to have a certain din Hakrava. And I didn't give it that din Hakrava, I was Mafkia. And rather I gave it a different din Hakrava. That's the Mechayiv. The Avul of Chutz is that the carbon has Mechayiv Hakrava in the Beit HaMikdash. And I brought it out of the Mikdash in a different way. That's why I'm Mechayiv. Or no? Nothing to do with that. I was Mevatel with the din Hakrava. Just any shchit which is done b'chutz, out of the Azara, the Torah said, dafka in the Azara, anything out of the Azara, you're chayiv. L'chayr, that's the machlokes, Rashi and the Rambam. The Rambam held that the Rambam couldn't say like Rashi. Rashi says what? Again, the Havamin according to Rashi was that it's outside of the Beis HaMikdash and it was Shaloikim Mitzvasei. See, the Rambam, the fact that you shecht the parah outside of the Beis HaMikdash, there's no mitzvah to mechayev you on that. You're supposed to shecht the parah outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So the avul by other karbanos is that you should have brought them in the Mikdash and you didn't bring them in the Mikdash. By parah, anyway, you're not supposed to bring it in the Mikdash. So what's a tzad to mechayev you for shechting it out b'chutz? It's mitzvah to shecht the b'chutz. You shecht the b'chutz in the wrong place. So that you messed up the parah. But there's no tzad to mechayev you for the shechita of chutz from the Mikdash, because it doesn't have a din Mikdash b'chlal. That's why the Rambam had to say that, listen, there's a specific place to shecht to burn the parah. And that's its unique place. It's like the Azorah for Korbanos. You brought it outside of that place. It had a din to be brought in place A. You brought it in place B. So that's why we're going to be mechayev you, because you brought it outside of its place. That's how the Rambam learned. Rashi, though, seems learned not that way. Rashi learned that, no. That the mechayev of the parasha is not because I change its din akrava. Rather, the Torah is mechayev me for any shchit or halah which is on bachutz. That's not a place to do shchit and halah. That place, it's usher to shecht or to mimala. It's usher to do that over there. So that was the tzad to be mechayev. The tzad to be mechayev here is because you did a shchit bachutz. Just every parah, so like we said, every parah that's done kimitzvasa, it can't be the Torah is mechayev you for that, because that's good for the mitzvah of the parah. But once you didn't do the mitzvah of the parah, he did a shechita and a korban pachutz. That's a tzatzim lechayev. And Mo'in Mashmir, that's machlokes Rashi in the Rambam. But just, we should be aware that it's true in the Rambam, I think it's muchrach, that in the Rambam, we also mentioned then, that in the Rambam in Halacha, Perek Yudches, Meister Korbanos, the Rambam gives a whole akdama to the Isser of Hakrovas Chutz, that there's a mitzvah to bring all korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. And if you didn't do that, you revato the Yaseh, and you're chayev vachutz, and the whole parish of Chutz comes as an aftermath from the Yomavatel, the mitzvah akrava. Then the carbon has din akrava in the mikdash, and instead of doing that, you brought it bachutz. It works very well with the Rambam here in Pirush Mishnayis. But Rashi, as we said, Bukhara argues. Rashi holds that the mechayev is for any shechita bachutz, as long as it's not kimitzvasa, then you're chayev bachutz. But just we should be aware that Rashi is in the havamin of the Mishnah. Why we would have been mechayev for paros chatos, but the ma'is of the Mishnah says that a paros chatos you're potter. Why are you potter? Because you need a pesach on the ma'id. So we could explain that apidarkei shalrashi. What did the pasuk come to say? That la'olam, it's true that the mechayev of the parasha is for any shechita which is done bachutz. Just there's a tenai, an external tenai that you have to make sure it's only on a korban which was miskabel b'fnim, a korban which is not miskabel b'fnim, and that it wasn't said the parasha. But the mechayiv is always the same that any carbon is shechted b'chutz yechayivan. That's how we could explain the pshat in the Mishnah of Rashi. Rashi himself says something else. Rashi says that kopit krol onch al shaloi haviyoi shvamina ba'oimi laviyo mishtoi kro. Rashi says the oinish comes from because al shaloi haviyoi. Because you didn't bring it, that's why you're chayiv b'chutz. So it sounds like from Rashi that after the pasuk in the Mishnah, Rashi agrees to the Rambam. Before the pasuk, Rashi understood that you could be that you're chayiv for any shechit which is on bachutz. But once the Torah gives a kepeda of the pesach al moed lo yehaviyoi, so we see that kapit kol anji al shalo yehaviyoi. And therefore, it seems that after the pasuk, Rashi does agree to the Rambam. Another point here on this din of shreifas para, pi the girsa bayah said it says shesarfa chutz migita. So it's referring to Shreifa, that's the Gersa of Tesis in the Rambam. It's talking about the Shreifa Chutz Migita. Uchari Yesh Lohoyer, that by Sir Mishnaleach, it uses the Lashon Eshe Kerivai Michutz Pater. It uses the Lashon of Akrava. Pasha is referring to the Halwa, it's called Akrava. It's called the Kerivai. So why by Paras Chatz, let's use the same Lashon. Paras Chatz is Eshe Kerivai Chutz Migita, which means the Shreifa. Why does it use the Lashon of Shreifa? And what's more is that it's mashma that this is, we know that we learned in Ashurchei Vamayla that one of the tenoyim of Mechiv Chutz is you need a mizbeach, at least if you're a Biasi, you need a mizbeach. Even if you're a Shimon, or Shimon said Evan or Isela, Chazanish learned that it was Dafka. You need to be makavet on some sort of tzura of mizbeach. But the way that a para is normally shechted and burnt, the Mishnah explains in Maseches Para, is they make a big pile of wood, a maracha of eitzim, They would shech the parah on top of the etzim. They would burn it there. They'd make sure to have a lot of etzim, that there would be a lot of ashes, because they needed the ashes of the parah aduma. Parah aduma was shechted and burned without a mizbech. So what's it said that you would be chayiv? And it's mashia that's what you did in our Mishnah. You did the tzrif in the wrong place. The problem was the place was incorrect. But it sounds like you did the normal tzura of tzrif as parah. What's it said to be chayiv? You don't have any mizbech. Another ra'ara is that the Mishnah there is mavur and of kufches, that in order to be chayiv for halos chutz, you need to be malad la'Hashem. You need to be malad like a korban. It's a korban that's karev la'Hashem. Paraduma, her tzrif is not Lashem, it's not as a carbon, which is that it's not l'reach nichoyach a paraduma. It's not, para is not a broad bitzur of a carbon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, in Cain, again, what's the havmin here to be chayiv? And para, it's no, you don't have the tzur of haloa bachot. Her is mukhrach here that the havmin of the mechayiv and para was not midin the tzadvin of haloa's carbon. We learned about it in Ashrech Yad HaMayla. And this is a new tzad to mechayiv. It's not for avoyde bachutz. Biskrov held mechayiv from our mission and the gemara of Kuftas Vav that you can be chayiv bachutz not only for a kropas carbon, you can also be chayiv for chutz for doing an avoyde. The Mishnah says you were made of a saneiros or besiders a shulchan bachutz. You're puzzled because it's not an avoyde tama. It's not the gemara avoyde. We're in the Hemshech HaMishnah. Right? What's the tzad bechlal you're mechayiv on these things? Native is Haneirais, where's the carbon? You need to be makarv a carbon machutz. Shiale oilo zevach. No oilo, no zevach. What's that to be mechayiv? This Rav said, you see, the point was mechiyach from here, that the din of akravas chutz is not only for akravas carbon, you can mechayiv also for doing an avoida machutz. And also by these things, it also could be called an avoida. If Imkain, go back to Paraduma. Paraduma lochayr here, there's no tzat mechayiv for the akravas carbon machutz. You don't have a mizbeach. It's not called the halo of a carbon. It's not Lashem. But you can mechayiv, you're doing the avoida bachutz. Parah aduma is a type of avoida that was done. It's a unique kahuna. It's a certain seder of avoida that was done by parah aduma. So the tzad mechayiv bachutz, you did the avoida of the parah, which is bachutz, and you did it in the wrong place. The tzad mechayiv for avoida that's done bachutz. That's the way you can explain the Lashon HaMishnah of that's why going on even on Sreifa with Eitzim, you don't need that those things are needed Dafka for the Tzura of Akrabas carbon. With a carbon needs to be brought on a Mizbeach. Without that, it's not even called an Afoida. The way to bring carbon is as a carbon. We need a Mizbeach, you need to bring it Lashem. But an Afoida, to be Mechayef for Afoida, you don't need that. In Kenim Advarim, that the Tzat Mechayef for Sreifa was only for avoid the nine for carbon, and it could be the tachlis adiktuk that Rashi is gerus in the Mishnah shchita not treifa. Rashi makes a point out of it. He says raise tzvarim the gerus of treifa. Rashi says sheshachtu chut migita garsinon. Rashi tells us very important that the gerus in the Mishnah is shchita not treifa. Why is Rashi daf called shchita not treifa? It's very gishmak to say like this that if the gerus is treifa, then as we said, it's clear the nidain is a nidain of avoida, not a need of akravas carbon. The way Rashi explained the havmin of the Mishnah, as we said before, the havmin of the mechayiv for para is because you shechted a carbon out of the mikdash, and that itself should be a reason to be mechayiv. Just what? Just if it was nikim mitzvasoi, then you're not chayiv. But now that it was shalikim mitzvasoi, so you can be chayiv for shechting bachutz. That whole havmin nira is mistaver. That's only shayich by a carbon. A carbon that shechted bachutz, we can understand the Torah is mechayiv you no matter what. Even without that, it needs to be brought bifnim. But a carbon the Torah says shecht karbonoth bifnim, don't shecht the bachutz. Even though this carbon is really it's mitzvah is bachutz, but it doesn't matter. Any carbon is shecht the bachutz as long as you didn't do it in the proper way. This is out to mechayiv. But you could by avoda we could say that also. Hey, I'm allowed to daven outside of the Beis Hamikdash. It's also called avoda. Avoda she believe. Yeah, first I'm allowed to daven out of the Beis Hamikdash. She's like, how could you do avoid outside? Maybe you should be chayiv for avoidas chutz. No such sad, right? Because an avoid which has to be done bifnim, and you did it bachutz, so now there's a tzad to be mechayiv. That's a good tzad to be mechayiv. But avoid which does not need to be done bifnim, so you did it bachutz, what's the tzad you should mechayiv for such an avoid? If the nidon is the shechita of karbonis. The Torah said the place to shecht karbonis is the Beis HaMikdash. Do not shecht an outside. Even a karbon which is mitzvah to bifnim, bachutz, don't shecht it outside. The place for shechting karbonis is the bifnim. We could hear such a tzad. But in any type of avodah, there's no such tzad. If you, an avodah which you're supposed to do bachutz, you did it bachutz, no tzad to mechayev you on that. So again, so because Rashi learned that the Rashi argued on the Rambam's chiddush that the gas becomes like the Beis HaMikdash, and anything outside of the gas is called outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi didn't hold with that. So Rashi learned Pshat, had to learn Pshat in the Mishnah, that the Tzat Mechayev Bachutz is because you did Shechita Bachutz, and even though it's supposed to be Bachutz, but as long as it's Shalik and it's Vaso, can Mechayev you on Shechita Bachutz. If so, Rashi Bakor had to learn that the Nidin of the Mishnah is only Mitzad Shechita. And Mitzad Shechting a Korban, Mitzad Avodas Korban, you did a Shechita in the wrong place. But if the Nidin is Sreifa, which we said is Mukhroch, that it's Mitzad, the Avodah Shabbai, then there'd be no Tzad to be Mechayev, no Tzad to Mechayev Bachutz. That's Rashi. And so that's Rashi Shita, that the Nidin of the Mishnah is number one in Shechita, and it was Shechita Bachutz, and Shaloi Kemitzvase, that was Tzad to Mechayev. That's according to Rashi. And according to the Rambam, the tzad mechayev is because the gas is like a mokum, is like the azara, and outside the gas is called outside of the azara. We said the Rambam couldn't say like Rashi because the Rambam held that the mechayev the parasha. It was clear in the Rambam that the mechayev the parasha is only when the carbon has a din bifnim and you bring it bachutz. So without if it is carbon's din is bachutz, there's no tzad mechayev. That the Rambam had to make a kein pnim, that the gas is like the pnim and that's its place. And he didn't do it there, and that's Tzad Mechayev. And the Girsa of Teis in the Rambam, the Girsa of Sreifa, said the Chartim before that the Mechayev is not Mitzad Avoida Sakarbon, that Krovah Sakarbon, rather Mitzad Avoida. And even on the Avoida, the Tzura of the Maisa Paro, that's done in the Sreifa, there's a Tzad Mechayev on that. The Shir Meshaleach, there's another topic here, but that for tomorrow's daf, the more deals with it, and of course, you'd give up. Another point in the Mishnah, on my days in the Mishnah says that a Zav, Zava, Yoledes, Mitzoyra, the Gemara adds a Nazir, and bring their Chatas and Asham, Bachut, when they're Mechusar's man, Bein Beguve, Bein Bebailim, whether the carbon is too young, whether the Bailim is not yet his day to bring his carbon, it's not yet Torah enough to bring his carbon. Nice. So you're Potter. Because the Mechusar's man is a psul in a carbon. It's a psul in a carbon, that's where you're Potter Bachutz. But they bring their oiler and their shlamin Bachutz, so then they are chayv. Why are you chayv on the oiler and the shlamin? Says Rashi. Rashi chayovin. Shem is kablis bifnim nedovo lishman. That the oiler and the shlamin, they could be miskabel as an oiler and a nedovo. I know Rashi is saying that if either the Yoledes of the Mitzvah that right now bring their when they are not yet on their eighth day, they go bring these karbanos, the oila or the shlamin, they would bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. They wouldn't be yotzei the mitzvah of oila when it comes the proper time when they get to their eighth day, then they would have to bring another oila. But if they would bring it on the fifth day, so even though they wouldn't be yotzei the mitzvah of oilas Yoledes, but it would still be kosher as a nedava. Rashi holds that a carbon, which is clear here in Rashi, that a carbon that was not an oila and a shlamin, which were not yaitse yidei mitzvasam, to be mechaper on the bailav for their specific inyan, it could still come as a nedava. Similar to what we have in the beginning of the Masechta, carbon shalei lishma, which a carbon which wasn't yaitse yidei chayvasai, it could still come nedava today, it still comes as a kosher, it's a kosher carbon. That's what Rashi explains the Mishnah. So when it's a Mechusar's man Mebailim, the Chatas and the Asham can't come as a Nadava. So therefore you bring the Mechutz, you're your Pater, because if you bring them to Fim, they'll always be Puzzle. Hashem can't an Oil and a Shlamim. If you bring them to Fim, they would be Kosher as a Nadava. That's how Rashi explains the Mishnah. But the Rambam explains differently. The Rambam Perek Yudches, Meister Karbonus, Halacha Tes. The Rambam says, V'chei Mitzayr Shishochat Chatosu V'Hashamu V'Chutz, because the Bible doesn't not yet roi for kapara, therefore he's potter. Why? They're chayav on the oila. Why?
she'ayla doireni. Yachalatat ze'oshem hein ikarak ha'parah. Rambam says that the Yuchayv and the Oyla because it's a doirin. That's the Lashon Gemara of Zayin, Zvachim. That Oyla's doirin means it's a gift. Oyla b'yisoyed is a gift to HaKadosh Baruch. Now she'engi nechatas and an Oshom is the Ikar Kapara is totally in them. So what does Rambam mean that it's a doirin? He means like Rashi, it's a Nedava? He doesn't say that. And also what he said by Chatas and Oshom. He said the reason you're Potter and Chatas and Oshom is because they're Ikar HaKapara. Rashi, according to Rashi, the reason is because they can't be brought as a Nedava. Rambam says something else. Because they're Ikar HaKapara. And then he goes on to Nazir. The Nazir, if he brings Karbanos Bachutz, he's Potter. Hikar V'ilosai Shlomo Bachutz Chayev. She'achatos Hiyama Keves Oysoi. He Ikar HaNazirus. Chatos is the Ikar HaNazirus. And it's Ma'akev. And the Shlomo are not Ikar HaNazirus. Why is that a reason? The Ram is in the opposite degree. Why is that a reason for the difference in the Chiyav Chutz? Chayim Muchacher in the Rambam argues in Rashi Ladina. Rambam holds that a person who is Mechusra's man debailim, a person not yet gets his proper day to bring his karbanos, so he cannot bring his chatas and anoshim. If he brings it, he does not get kapara. But if he brings his oil and his shlamim, he gets kapara. He doesn't have to bring another oil or shlamim. What's the difference? Rambam says, because that the Torah gave his man for akrabas karbanos of a chat, of a yeledes, mitzayra, a nazir, that zman was said for the ikar kapara. The Torah said you're mechusar kapara. You still need more kapara to get to become tahor. The kapara is totally in the chatas and the asham. So until I got to that eighth day, I'm not yet roy for kapara. So I can't have a chatas and an asham right now. It's puzzle. But the oil and the shlamim, the Torah said a mitzayra also to bring a doirin, also to bring a gift to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. An oil and the shlamim. Together with his Nazirus, with his coming Torah from his Taraz, he has to bring a Dairan. The Zman that was said in that was said for the Bailim wasn't his man Pichlal in the Oilam Nishlamim. That's a Dairan. You're giving it as a gift. The Torah mitzvah to give a gift. He's Mitzvah. He can bring the gift. That didn't need to wait to a certain day, because only in that time can I have my Kapara. The kapara is totally the chatas no asham. Until I have the eighth day, I'm not ready for kapara. So that Ram holds that he doesn't not like Rashi that you could bifnim it could be kosher because of kapara. No, bifnim it's kosher because of the ikar karbon. And similar by Nazir that the chatas is the Ram says the chatas he amar keves he ikar nazirus. So until the Nazir finishes days of nazirus. And he can't bring the Ikar and Nazirus. The Ikar and Nazirus is telling the Chatos. Shengi, the Oyla and the Shlomim, they come as a Doirin. The Nazir also has to bring a Doirin. So that he can bring even before his days. That's the Harm of wearing the Ramam. It's a fascinating Chiddush. The Ramam holds that the Zman that was said in Karbanos was only said for the Bailim. The Zman that was said in the Bailim was only said for the Chatos and the Yosham. For the Shlomim and the Oyla, it was not said as Zman because they're Doirinim. There's another way to explain the din of the Rambam, also not like Rashi, that what the Brisker Rav in the Sefer in the end of Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim brings from Reb Chaim. The Reb Chaim took on his Dover Pashut that the whole Yisoid of Mechusar's man Reb Chaim said is a pasulus. It's the pasul of the carbon. In a case when it does not pass the carbon, says Reb Chaim that it's not ma'akev b'chlal. If something which can be brought as a nedava, Reb Chaim explains, an oil which could be brought as a nedava, so it's the if it's mechusar's man, so the mechusar's man won't pass it because it's still kosher as a nedava, and because it could be kosher as a nedava, then it also could be yetzi dei choiva. As Reb Chaim says, that's a misvar pshuta, and with this he wants to argue on a teizin zvachem tafei to answer up the kash of teizes, meaning teizin before not like Reb Chaim, but Reb Chaim holds as a min asvara that. Anything which could be carved as an edava, it's not shaykh in the soul of Mechusar's man. The whole thing of Mechusar's man is the pass of the carbon. When it doesn't pass, then it's not a geya b'chlal. That's the Yisrael Reb Chaim said. So with that, we also could explain the Rambam. That the Rambam, the reason that the din of the Rambam, that your yotze, your oil and your shlamim, before the time, it's because Rambam loyalam agrees to Rashi that it could be brought as an edava. Because it's kosher as an edava, then meila also your yotze yedei choiva. It's the din of Oyla and Shlamim. That would be another correct way to explain the din of the Rambam, according to Reb Chaim. But the Lashon Rambam doesn't sound like that. The Rambam himself explained his reason because it's a Deirin. He didn't explain because, like Rashi, because it's a Nedova and then Mechusher Zman doesn't passel. Oh, it's only a passelus and it doesn't. It's not a thing that was said. Kabi the Bialim being Yaiti Dechoiva. So Chayim, the Rambam himself says this. He said that anything which is a Deirin wasn't said in the Zman Bechlal. But the Rahagav and Rashi before not Rab Chaim. Rashi to Mavur that the only reason you're chayv an oilin is shlam b'chutz is because it's kosher as a nedava. It's mashma lehedyon Rashi that the bialim is not yeti dechoyfa. The bialim has to bring another carbon. Chayim had to know that once a mechusher zman doesn't pass with the carbon, then it wasn't said b'chlal. Here we see in Rashi here, like the place in the faith that Rav Chaim's come to ask on, that the whole din of mechusher zman was, the din of mechusher zman wasn't said only as a passlus. Chosher's man also was said as not yetzei dechayva. The ma'isa here could be a little bit different. Here, Reb Chaim spoke about a Chosher's man in the carbon itself. But if Chosher's man lebay bayayim, again into the cheshbonis there. But a Chosher's man in the carbon, maybe Reb Chaim only meant over there. It has to be that it passes the carbon. When it doesn't pass, then it also is not ma'akiv in the bailin. Maybe when it's Chosher's man in the bailin, that means that the bailin can't get the kapara of the carbon. Maybe then Reb Chaim could agree that it's not shaykh that this far, and therefore there's no raya from Rashi against Reb Chaim, and also in the Rambam didn't say the svar of Reb Chaim, because here when it's mechusher zman bebailim, so it could be that the bailim can't get his kapara. The Rambam would say no svar because it's a doyrin, so therefore the bailim does get kapara. Another point here on this in the Mishnah, as you mentioned, the Mishnah says that when you do things which are not a gemara avoda, like meitir zaneiroi, some sadar zashulchan. So you're patur b'chutz. So the mission on before, why, are you allowed to do it or not allowed to do it? Not clear. The Minchas Chinuch, the Mitzvah Tav Mem, assumes as another pasha that it's usher to do it. As Rabbi Zalman also assumes that in a way that he assumes that it's pasha, that at any time the Mer says in Shabbos, Komakom Shamru Potter, it means that it's patur abal usher. Then he brings, after Rabbi Zalman brings from the Yad Malachi, the Kloli Hashas said it's not so clear. There could be that only in Maseches Shabbos it's that way, but in other Masechtas, another dinim of Patra might mean that it's Patra and Mutter. But Maisa, he also does want to say that it means that it is Aser. Min Chasinuch and Mr. Zalman both of them say that it's Aser to do these things. Min Chasinuch explains that the Isser is an Isser Drabanan, that Xera that you might do finish up the Avaida. Once you start doing Avaida, you might do more of the Avaida. So it comes from a taste later on, which then we'll see in Daf Kuf Tezov and Midbeis. That once if you allow you to start doing the Avaida, then we're afraid that you'll go on with more Avaida. Another point here on these dinim is it says by Misar Sashulchan and Meitav Saneirais and Hagosh Shabachutz is Zatim Chayvan. The scribe asks in all these cases that what does it mean Meitav Saneirais? Meitav Saneirais Bachutz. So I go and I get my Shabbos candles ready. So there's a Meitav Saneirais, an Erev Shabbos, so Zatim Chayvan me, because the Meitav Saneirais Bachutz. About or not, there's not bechlal any shaychus tavoyde b'fnim. He said it has to be that the Mishnah that there was a nidan in the Mishnah to the chayiv b'chutz for meitiv as neiros. It's referring to a person pulled the menorah outside of the Beis Hamikdash and he's meitiv the neiros there. Who had the misadar shulchan? Misadar is you just put up bread on the shulchan on your table. There's no tzad to mechayiv you. Again, it means you took the shulchan of the mikdash and you brought a b'chutz and that's where you did sidra shulchan. So the same thing by Hagosha, by Mincha. Hagosha is done to the Mizbeach. That's the mitzvah's Hagosha. How you do it to a Mizbeach, you make Bachutz. That's not Bechlal. It's not called a Hagosha Bechlal. Hagosha is to that Mizbeach. If you did a halah, you brought a carbon, so the Mizbeach is Eichitim, so the place where the carbon is brought. But Hagosha, the whole Tzura of Hagosha, is done to the Mizbeach. So Miskrav said that also by Hagosha, it has to be that you pull the Mizbeach outside. That's a little bit problematic, because the Mizbeach is connected to the floor of the Azara. Can't really pull it outside. So say that Mishkrav meant, it's talking about in Shiloh, when there was an Isser to bring Bachutz, but they used the Mizbeach of Moshe. The Mizbeach of Moshe was not Mechubar to the Adama. So it's referring, you pulled that Mizbeach outside, and you did Hagash over there. According to that Mishkrav held, you have to explain all the cases of the Mishnah, where when in these cases, it doesn't have bechal at Tzurus Avoda unless it was done with the kli of the mikdash. Okay, there's still more aras here in Hemshecha Mishnah, which then we'll leave that for tomorrow. Adkan.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.